Hello, my name is Shantavia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a chest infection near you?
No, ma'am. I was wanting to find out when I could sign up to get an appointment for the vaccine.
Okay. What's your county?
It's Calhoun.
Okay, what I can do is pre-register you for Calhoun County Health Department, and once they have an appointment available, they will contact you.
Okay. Now, I'm not 65 and older. I am 60, but I've got a chronic condition, and I also take those shots that suppress my immune system, plus I take methotrexate, and I have been told I've got COPD. So, I mean, that's my situation. I didn't know if you wanted to go ahead and take my information or not. Are they taking people like me yet?
I'm not sure. All we do is pre-register and send the information to the county and your local health department. What county you in? They will take it from there. Once they call you an appointment, you tell them, and they will try to get you in there as quick as they can.
Okay, that sounds good. Sounds promising anyway. Thank you.
You want to go on pre-register, ma'am?
Yes, please. I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. You said the county was Calhoun, correct?
Calhoun. Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I have your first name?
It's Deborah. D-O-R-A-H. One way.
You said D-O-R-R-A-A?
No. D-E-B-O-R-A-H. I may not be. I'm going to move closer to the door. Probably the phone's cutting out. Is it cutting out to you?
No? A little bit, but not really.
Yeah. Okay.
May I have your last name, please?
It's T-I-E-R-C-E.
You said T-I-R-T-E?
Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E.
Okay. P-I-R-C-E or P-I-E-R-C-E?
It's P-I-E-R.
Okay. So it's P-I-E-R-C-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. May I have phone number, please?
256-343-1165.
Okay. Ma'am, do you have an email address?
I do. I hardly ever check it, though. Do I have to give it?
No, not really. See, the thing was, if they can't contact you by your phone, they was going to send you an email. But they're going to leave a voicemail on your phone, you know, if you don't pick up, so you'll know.
Let's just do it that way, because, honestly, I need to get a new email address, really. I get so many emails.
So I got three, and I get a lot.
Oh, I know it. How does it start? I don't know.
Okay, may I have your age?
It's 60.
60, yeah, man. I have so many. Like, I have three emails, and it'd be so many. I have so many. I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm trying to get rid of them.
I know it. I've got, like, probably 2,000 or 3,000 emails right now, probably the max it'll hold.
My phone be blowing up.
You've got to delete them one at a time, and I don't have time to sit there and do that. This iPhone should be where you could delete all of them, but it won't do it. At least I don't know how to do it.
Okay, you say your age was 60?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you all set. Thank you for providing information. They're going to contact you once they have an appointment available. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's the only thing I was wondering about. You know, I heard on the news that they were going to start taking people, you know, with chronic conditions. And I don't know why we got skipped over like that, but I guess that's just the way it is. There's a lot of people in worse shape than I am. But looks like they just, you know, went ahead and added them, but so many people are afraid to take the vaccine anyway, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll hopefully they'll call me. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks for calling COVID Center Appointment Line. You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.